Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. And listeners, I know what you're thinking. What if I just sat quietly and listened to 50 minutes of nothing instead? To be sure, that much quiet contemplation would lead to a better understanding of yourself and a greater sense of inner peace, while the value of what's ahead is indeterminate at best. But for those of you willing to put off personal nirvana for just one more day, sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp, the greatest warrior in all of Foon. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 9 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Wanderlost, currently in Cadaver Falls in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Yeah, bing bong. Oh boy.
Chunt, Arnie, this is big. You seem a little distracted recently.
Big news. Arnie, this is big.
Okay,
are you sitting down?
Is this going to be...
You're always sitting down.
This is going to be some novelty restaurant that you're trying to start again?
No, Arnie, that was yesterday. Okay, and I guess I'm counting you out as an investor?
Yes.
Okay. You're sure, though?
I'm pretty sure.
Footsies? You're sure you're passing on footsies?
I'm...
Because the whole thing is our tables have kind of coverings, so you can't tell who's kind of being romantic with
who. Okay.
Yeah. Privacy.
And we serve a lot of feet. You slip that pig hoof right off and then get served those little piggy toes.
It's kind of a foot on a foot. Like, I was on board when it was just you don't know who you're playing footsie with, but then you're serving feet? Okay, guys. You have big news, you said?
Big news. Feet are aphrodisiacs, Arnie. I don't know if you have that word on Earth, but it just kind of means it's like a...
We have a word similar to that.
Catalyst for horny. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's a one-way ticket to Pound Town.
Okay.
Is feet.
Yes.
Regardless, you're out on that. Arnie, there is an animal war, a great animal war coming. I just got word.
What?
Extraordinary Boris, the enchanted moose, he sent me another letter, and it turns out there's a great animal war.
Is this why none of the animal kings have been responding to our correspondences?
I have to assume so. Arnie, how to dilute this down so you can, it's palatable to Arnie's brain. So, Arnie, it's air versus land versus sea.
Okay. So it's like Avatar, The Last Airbender?
Like what?
I don't know. Can you explain that?
No, it's going to take a long time.
We have time.
And it would be worth it. It really would. But I think in this case, let's stick with what you're talking about.
He's talking about those tall blue people that he loves.
Oh, yes. Whose tails kind of do what foot do.
Yes, that's what he's talking about. So, I just wanted to clarify since he wouldn't.
Oh, by the way, I'm also joined by my other co-host, Usador the Blue.
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical lights. I can't even finish. I'm on the edge of my seat waiting to hear Chun's news.
Okay, so, Usador, you probably know this or you feel it in your bones or whatever you have.
Do you have bones?
Oh, yeah. Do you have bones, Isidore?
Yeah, I got bones.
Okay. Could you prove it?
Sure. Here.
No.
I forgot I've lost my immortality.
Yeah.
I've just broken my arm and exposed a bone. Yeah.
You could have just opened your mouth. That was the trick. Oh. Teeth or bones?
Teeth or bones.
So that would have worked. You probably feel it in your teeth, but the birds, most of the air, they're on the wizard's side. They want to protect and save the wizards.
Sure.
But see, all the creatures in the water, they've been around since ancient times, Arnie, because Foon used to be covered in water, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. They want the wizards to die because they feel like it's their time. Sure. Their time again. And the land creatures are pretty much ambivalent.
Oh, okay. But still at war. At war,
because they haven't chosen a side. Air and sea are fighting with Earth now, land, because they didn't choose a side.
I have sensed this, and I've even witnessed a few spectacular events, like a whale jumping right out of the ocean to bite a pelican.
Whoa. Not swallow, bite?
Yeah.
Damn.
They bit him right on the ass, right on the bird ass.
That's extra hard to do, to just, like, nibble at a pelican?
I saw it. It was crazy. I'm telling you. I told you it was crazy.
Huh. Yeah, swallowing a pelican is ho-hum, but just biting it on the butt, that's impressive.
That sure is. Well, look, I know we're all comfy here in the Wanderlost, where we're reporting episodes this season, but we are in the town of Cadaver Falls. I think we're parked across the street from an animal bar, the Bloated Rabbit. Should we go across the street and check in with the animals?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. Fuck this place. Let's go.
Yeah. Hey, everybody here, we're going to go across the street for a little bit. But
they don't care.
Okay. All right. I'll take the... Everybody, don't forget to take your mic, because we're still doing the podcast.
All right. Let me hold the door after you.
Okay. Uh-huh. Oh, that's right. I forgot. A lot of shit in animal bars. Or more. I mean, look, there's a lot of shit in our bar, too, if I'm being honest.
Chanta, since you're a shapeshifter, you can become any of these animals. Have you chosen a side?
That's the thing. Extraordinary Boris wants to meet with me or talk to me or whatever it is. I'm guessing he's going to try and enlist me into his ranks, but we'll have to wait and see. I might try and sit this puppy out. Let's grab this booth over here.
Yeah.
Because you could change into a bird and be on the side of the wizards. Great team. Good team. Fun team.
A whale might bite your butt.
A whale might bite your butt.
Ooh, don't risk that. I don't want to think about it too much right now. Why don't we grab some drinks? Okay. Arnie, do you mind ordering?
Sure. All right. I'll be right back.
Chumped, Arnie's not here, let me make one last desperate plea to you. Please join the side of the wizards, even though I'm aligning myself against the wizards. At least join the side of this wizard, me, Usador.
Damn, from casually asking to a final death rattle plea. I don't want to see you like this. Of course, I have your best interest in mind, okay? But I just have to... I had to think through this. Wait a minute. I know those two.
Hey, guys, look
are those the moles?
Yeah, look who I found at the bar. The moles.
Hey. Well. If it isn't these guys.
And too mighty. I would be.
And who exactly are we dealing with here?
I would be remiss if I did not ask who exactly the folks are and... We meet again,
we meet a lot of guys. And
we love to recap. Yeah. We love to recap.
Thank you.
And you seem so familiar, or maybe you're new. Go ahead.
It's been a few years, but I'm Arnie Niekamp. I'm from another world. I'm a human.
Oh, God, I remember this guy. Ugh. That's all he talks about.
My other world.
It is all he talks about.
Okay. I'm Chunt, badger / shapeshifter.
And I am, of course, the mighty wizard Usador the Blue.
Okay, starting to come together.
I'm remembering. Sorry, did I say this last time to you, the wizard?
What?
Why don't you use a door and just get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, I hear that a lot, yeah.
Yeah, people say that a lot.
Yeah, I get that
a lot. I must say it every time we meet.
Probably.
It's worth saying. It's worth saying once.
It's worth saying.
Yeah. Now, in case both of you don't remember your own names, you're Mel Mole.
Mel Mole. And Mort Sauce, yes. Mole Warriors.
The mighty Mole Warriors, yes.
Powerful as hell.
Oh, and what a time to be Mole Warriors, baby. It's war out here. We are swanging.
Speaking of which, hi-ya.
Oh, our table.
That's just a taste.
It rattled that table like our drinks spilled.
That's half speed.
It's so impressive when you hit a table because you're famously have poor vision.
Oh, yeah. And I'm not going to sit here and pretend I was aiming for the table. You know what I mean? That's not me. This guy is going to put on airs and go, oh, no, I meant to hit the table. But what you saw was, if you were that table, yeah, that was smart.
Yeah, you're quaking.
Yeah.
No, we're swinging away. We've been going wild, going nuts, war style.
I almost feel like last time we weren't even really Mole Warriors, and that's how much Mole Warriors we are now.
Wow. We've always known you as Mole Warriors, but now you're like,
yeah,
really?
But that, like, and at the time, that was Mole Warriors. You know what I mean?
No, sure. It was, but it's just the game has changed.
Oh, man.
If I could go back in time and meet myself back then when you did, I'd say.
Do you want to go back in time?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
I just want to make my point.
It's on the table if you want to. Just let me know.
All right. You want me to go back in time? Now I feel
bad. No. You brought it up. So I just thought, I'm a wizard.
Mad about that thing. I think you hurt his feelings with the use a door thing you said before. And I think he's saying, like, do you want to go back in time and maybe be nice to me next time?
Well, I can go back in time and not say use a door. You want to go back in time and I won't say use a door?
That's fine. You can say that. I got excited because I thought it was an opportunity to give you something that you want, grant a wish, but you were making your point. I'm sorry I interrupted.
I appreciate that you guys were just honest. You're like, no, I don't really want that. I was speaking metaphorically because Usador will usually just jump in and magically do whatever someone casually says, and it turns into a whole thing.
Oh, Ani, did you want me to turn you into a whole thing?
So this is progress.
It's starting to ring a bell here because two times ago, he made us into big moles.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really scary. Really that messed killed. Up being up there. It absolutely killed.
Oh, it killed. Oh.
I can't tell if this is the good or bad use of killed.
The last time, he said that he was going to make our skeletons glow, which turned out to be fake because we were getting like pretty much our entire shit eaten by ants at the time. Our bones got exposed, and they were
killed.
Basically normal bone color, except that it killed.
Yeah. That was killing.
Good to know you have bones.
Ugh. I will say you look better than last time we saw you. Last time we saw
we've been really getting in. No, we compliment accepted, and I mean, let's face it, we've been in the gym, the Warrior Gym.
Oh, the Warrior Gym.
Wow. Warrior Gym.
And swinging that thing, man.
Sure.
Just letting her rip.
Arnie, this is a fabled hall where only Foon's mightiest are allowed entry. Several tests just to get in through the giant front doors, and then after that it's, I don't know, weeks, months until you make it out again, if you do make it out.
Can I tell you something about the Warrior Gym? There's a small door as well. Fewer tests.
Smart.
Sort of a mole-sized door.
Sure. Yeah.
It's
a size test.
Are you too big for the door?
Yeah.
Passed it immediately.
Did you guys do that thing where you like walk across, it's like a bridge, and then like there's like a pendulous blade that swings?
Saw the pendulous blade.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Even without not really being able to see so good, that you could still kind of see the blade.
You don't
That's
forget
how
that.
It is.
The shape kind of swinging. Mm-hmm. Okay, couldn't be anything else but a pendulous blade. Looked at that. Ooh, wouldn't want to be on that bridge.
Wow.
And then, ready for Blade 2. That one actually not as impressive.
Oh, really? I feel like Blade 2 is kind of better than the first Blade.
I hear people say that. I'm like... That's a weird opinion to have.
We can all agree that the third blade is bad. But
the third blade is. I remember Blade Trinity. I know Blade Trinity. I know what that is.
We need a new blade.
We're waiting.
I don't know. Can't the blades just exist? Can't they just? Sure. Can't we just go back and like? Can't they just be left alone?
Nothing ever dies.
Mel and Mort, do each of you have like a favorite exercise or piece of equipment at the Warrior Gym?
I got stuck in a hole, exactly my size. And if you can imagine the workout that you get, just the isometrics of just kind of like pushing up against that thing for so long, like I came out of that thing beefy. And I had to wait till it rained, of course, obviously, for the hole to fill up and just sort of float me out. But I came out of there beefy.
Got a great workout in the meantime, though, yeah.
Oh,
if I got to pick out one workout for me, it would probably be assisted hole pulls. You need a friend in a hole for it.
Yeah.
And you got it. You really kind of hunker down over that hole. Both hands, right? You squat down. Clench your glutes and just pull. And I'll tell you, the friend often will not budge at all. But if you could imagine the isometric contraction you get from that.
It's a lot of resistance that you're
getting. It'll beef you up. It'll beef you up.
And getting more and more resistance because I'm getting so beefy in there.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. No, it was a really great gym.
I'm hearing the word isometric a lot. It seems like...
Oh, I so metric these days.
I just want to point out that I am a being who can learn and grow, because when you started talking about this hole, this amazing hole, I really wanted to immediately create a hole big enough to put Arnie in, and then Chunt and I would start pulling on him, but I'm just going to sit here on my hands. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to jump to that conclusion. So, this is growth.
Okay, if you could not say that you're sitting on your hands in front of a mole who can't actually do that.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to be rude.
I don't know if you noticed, I instinctively tried, and I did not get anywhere close at all.
The idea of sitting on hands is so appealing. I mean, that's a mole's greatest dream.
Oh, I never even imagined. See, again, I wanted to lengthen your arms. So you could sit on your hands.
We have to sit on each other's, and that is actually how I ended up falling into that hole.
Sure.
Just trying to get the distance just right. Yeah.
Yeah.
John, did you want to ask them any questions about the war?
I'm good.
War, baby.
Ooh, yeah. I'm a machine of war.
You can ask us any questions you want, I guess. Before you do that, it might be helpful if we just kind of get the context for like how caught up you guys are. And if you just want to kind of give like a brief summary of
little info for us
is fighting.
Who's fighting? Yeah. Questions
we're
I
out
have.
Here swanging.
Oh, but. Man, I am letting it rip. I haven't been holding back. Yeah.
Oh, that glass.
Yeah, almost hit it. Ooh. So I'm going nuts, but Mel and I talk about this all the time. Who's fighting?
Great question. And I guess as far as I know, it is air versus land versus sea, but I have to imagine there's some amount of...
Okay, sorry. If we could just go back a little bit. You said... It's what versus land versus what?
Air. So that's like when you look up and you see
hair.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's hair versus land.
Okay.
Versus pee.
Okay, hair and pee. I have a much more complete understanding of.
Yeah. In my experience, they actually get along.
Hair and pee?
Sure. Not a more natural combination to be had.
Oh, he's really slicking back his fur there.
I defy you to find a mole whose hair has never met pee and vice versa.
But they're fighting each other. They're fighting the land. I feel like there's something you're holding back from us.
Yeah, I guess it's not hair, it's air. So it's like birds?
Yes, do you know birds at all?
Hang on, I want to do something with my hair. Let me put it into a big, fancy pompadour. And then I have a little song, just a light song parody for you. It's very brief.
Okay.
And it's not totally accurate, but it just...
And it doesn't quite rhyme.
As I put on my big, thick pompadour, and let me get my lip going up a bit. I ain't nothing but a groundhog.
Oh, okay.
That was very good.
Of course I'm not.
Arnie, that's an elvish song.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. The elves.
Early elvish?
Well, all elves are early. They're some of the, you know, some of the first original creatures on land.
Digging all the time? Go ahead.
Let's take a quick break and try to get Mort and Mel up to speed.
And so that's, as far as I know, the summary of the animal war.
Ooh, okay, so the birds of it all.
Yes, I was just going to say this. Go ahead.
I have had an experience of getting kind of swooped on. I don't know exactly how else to describe it.
Swooped.
And then grabbed, lifted up for sure. Mm-hmm. I can feel that. And then
grasped.
I can kind of feel like disinterest from whatever is. You know how you can just kind of like body language, you just get a sense of like,
it's very rote. It's very, yes, like I'm doing this because I've done it, but not for any like specific desire that I have. It's just like, I guess I'm doing this now. It's just not, there's no passion there.
And then they just kind of like let me go. Yeah, drop me right in a hole exactly my size. I don't know. Which, exactly.
Why are there so many holes my size?
Well, are those holes that you're digging yourself?
I guess maybe when I'm training to get out of a hole exactly my size, I am digging, like, I guess quite a few, but...
A lot of the training is these sort of back kicks I do, you know, in some sort of soft dirt area that creates a hole exactly my size.
Yeah, that would create a hole right underneath you.
I hate to say it, and you both are clearly, like, very powerful warriors, but... As land animals, I would have to imagine you're at quite a disadvantage against air animals. Like, how would you even go about fighting something in the air?
Well, so that's his birds.
Yeah, that's birds.
That's okay. His birds. So, can I ask something? And the wizard has been offering a lot of stuff to me.
Of course, yeah, anything. I don't have to.
Can we do something? So we're talking in terms of like land and air and sea. Mm-hmm. And it feels a lot of like stuff that you mostly are looking at.
Okay.
I don't have a great feel for it. And what I would love just for the war is if everybody could have different shirts.
Oh, now that's like, interesting.
That would be so helpful.
And textured, please. Like, yes, different. Like, I want to, when I'm swinging and I make contact, I want to immediately know, this is one of my guys? Oops.
Right.
This is one of the other guys.
Oh, so not even this is one of my guys, stop, but complete your thrust and then an oops.
It's kind of like this. Oops. That's oops. The kind of war guys we are. Oops.
Oops.
Well, I suppose I could grant this request, and I could cast a spell that would cause all of the land creatures to wear scaly shirts, and all of the air creatures to wear hairy shirts, and all of the sea creatures to wear feathery shirts. What do you think of that? Would that help clarify things?
Oh, so we get the scaly shirts, everybody else is comfy?
Oh,
am I crazy? Is that what I heard? It's my wish, and I get the uncomfiest shirt?
That was just off the top of the dome. You tell me, what shirt would you prefer?
Mort's kind of the ideas guy here, and I gotta say, this could be an insane business.
Selling war shirts?
Oh.
I mean,
am I
like,
crazy?
You can, like, yeah, we're just like making these, like, these t-shirts sound... like, actually fire, potentially.
Like, you're not in the war unless you've got one of these shirts. All the animals are going to want one.
Yes. Okay. And I do want to remind everyone that it was Mort's idea, so participation is going to... Equity is going to start with Mort.
Sure, sure. So I'm not going to magic these shirts under everyone automatically. I'm going to magic up a bunch of shirts.
Yeah, magic up a merch table of some kind.
And, yes. And a table.
A merch table for the war.
Get your war yes. shirts.
Okay, okay. I think we can do that. Chunt, do you have any preference on shirt type or fabric?
Ooh, I feel like I usually fight best without a shirt, so I don't know if we can be skins, like if land animals can just
this
like
is exactly skin. What Mort didn't wish for.
Yeah, oh no, you're right. Something green, I guess, to represent like trees and grass and stuff. Green.
Okay. How about a green shirt? Yeah. And I'll give you the softest, most pliable shirts. And then I'll give all of the sea creatures like sort of a stiff,
hard
uncomfortable
shirt.
T-shirt.
We'll hold on. We'll hold on.
Yep. Yeah.
Is a soft like an upcharge though?
Yeah, those shirts would cost a little bit more.
Yeah, they got it.
It's a higher quality fabric. Even though I've magicked them up. And then the birds and the other creatures in the air, I suppose they could have like a tank top, like a ribbed tank top. How
We're
does that
gonna
sound?
Be needing the tank
oh,
top.
I love if, that.
Like nah, the tank top's gonna I mean sleeves are not our friend.
Shirt.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
So you'll be fighting with the birds.
Okay. That could be sick actually. They're dropping me.
That's dope as hell.
They're dropping me on my nenemies.
They come shooting in through the sky, fling me down right at my enemies, and I'm going like, hi-ya!
That's really terrifying and impressive.
I've been swinging a chip clip lately. Imagine you get clipped from above.
Damn. Oh, yes, a terrifying hawk. Swoops down at you and drops a mole with a chip clip directly into your face.
You're done for. Pinches onto your nose. You can't breathe, and it's like you know that it must taste like chips, but you can't quite get your mouth on it.
The way Mort has been using the chip clip, he's been clipping the chips. And so they do smell like...
I thought it was to break them up. Yeah,
the
make
chip
them smaller.
Clip does smell like chips. So if you're wondering why would the chip clip smell like chips? It's not supposed to be getting chip on it.
Yeah, you don't usually put it directly on the chip.
Can we all agree chips are too big? Am I crazy? Chips are huge. I mean, can we talk about this, folks? That chips are huge? Just get a clip and chip up the chips. Here's what I've been using lately. Is a big olive, but it's getting really gross.
Oh, wow. Arnie, did you notice the whole bar turned to face and they're laughing? When he said, have you thought about this? You heard this? The whole bar's... He's putting on a little show, Arnie.
Oh.
It's war. People are looking for a release.
They need a release, you know what I mean? Chips are too big. You seen these chips? They're huge. Why are they so big? So, I'm dating again. That's new.
Wonderful.
I tell you, I went out with this one mole the other day. Everything. Whoa. She says, take me back to your hole. Take me back to your hole. Slow down, babe. I'm stuck in a hole right now.
Ah, relatable.
Oh, so good. Arnie, you're not laughing.
Oh, I don't know. I guess I prefer observational comedy, I guess.
Comedy? This is pre-war stuff. This is
pre-war
stuff. War stories.
When wars happen, everyone kind of gathers around. A person will take the stage and sort of present some relatable stories.
Yeah, that's what we do before the war.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Chunt, did your moose friend have any other intelligence that perhaps we should share with Mort and Mel so that they can... assist in their mighty battles as they go forth into the war, risking their very lives to ensure the safety of other animals?
Yeah, well, the only other information I have so far is that there are some outliers who are just kind of stuck in between, where it's like penguins, they don't fly, so they're not necessarily, you know, of the air, but they are, I guess, technically birds. So I guess there's a lot of outliers.
They're not technically birds. They're birds.
Insects?
Insects are land, right?
You don't want to go to war with insects, man. I had an ant eat the most of my brain.
Yeah. How would you guys fight a fish?
See, that was another one. I mean, I was going to just let that one pass, but like that's another one where I'm going to need a lot of catching up. I mean, I feel like totally at sea when it comes to the fish thing.
Okay, well, let me see if I can help Trent out with this. Do you remember, Mel, when you were stuck in the hole?
Yes. Actually, now I do remember that.
And do you remember when it filled up with water, and that's how you got out?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Imagine a hole that was millions of times bigger than that hole.
Okay.
And it's filled with water.
Yeah!
Yeah, and there are fish and other creatures that live in there, and some of them have tentacles, and others have fins, and sort of bulging eyes, and some live so far down that they create their own light. And they're trying to kill you.
Oh, I know what he's talking about. Okay, so if I'm understanding this, a fish is like a really long book.
Okay. I'm interested. I'd like to hear more.
Keep unpacking.
So a fish is almost like it's got pages and like a cover. And it's like all these dweebs are carrying them around. You know what I mean? Going to school. Hey, pal, there's a war going on.
Okay, John, I think I did a bad job there. So I think you're going to have to step back in and...
Technically, the creatures of the sea are the most intelligent, the most sort of studious. They've been around the longest, so they have the sort of longest history. And
okay, so we should be making mincemeat out of them real quick, nerds.
Yeah,
maybe,
possibly. Yeah. I suppose I could. I don't want to overstep my bounds here.
Say no more.
Pounding nerds into mincemeat.
Say no more. Should be making quick work of these nerds. Put me in the deepest part of the ocean and just let me go.
Oh, Mel just fell down. Oh, he's in a hole. It's why is there a hole in this?
Where did that?
Bar
I didn't even notice that hole before.
Dang, these things just pop up out of nowhere.
There is not a millimeter of give around him. He is perfectly in that hole.
It's his exact size.
I could magic him right out of that hole, but I'm not going to.
Okay.
Well, let's take another quick break and get him out of this hole.
Arnie, I kind of want to do a hole pull.
Oh, do a what?
A hole pull?
What's a hole pull?
Isometric. Were you here?
It's called isometric strength training.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Whole pull.
Arnie, what did I say?
I thought you said whole pull.
Let's take a break.
Pull. Whole pull. Pull.
Okay, so it's sort of like imagine if the ground came up around the side of you. Imagine a hole that's a little bit bigger than you, so you can fit inside of it but still move around. But that hole goes on the water, and it's called a boat. It's like a bigger hole that lets you be on the water, and then you could get closer to the fish and fight them without drowning in the water, in the ocean.
So it's a poster?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I'm going to rethink all this. I'm not really sure who's more to blame here.
It's like a really long poster.
Yeah.
Sort of. It's like a long poster that you can stand on.
Goes all the way to the ceiling to the floor.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty close.
Whoa, Arnie, you should have just punched a wall. I've never seen him do that.
He's so frustrated.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't see anything. He sounds very reasonable.
I could just magic a boat and show them, but nobody wants me to do any fucking magic.
Usador, why don't you... Look, how about a little magic? Why, first of all, why do they need to even know what a boat is, I guess?
Because they're fighting fish in the ocean.
I guess so. Look, aren't they going to be even capable of fighting? Like, isn't the ocean and the land so separate
you?
To the point...
How dare you insult these mighty mole warriors that have come here to protect and defend us?
How could they be at war?
Arnie, technically, you are a land creature, okay? So you're going to want to... You know, make nice with these guys, because they're going to be protecting your ass.
Sure.
Yeah, I got a request, magic-wise, if I am going to fight all these, like, swimming books.
Uh-huh.
My olive, which has been my weapon of choice, just I found it, and I've been kind of throwing it at people.
Sure.
It floats. I think that might put me at a disadvantage.
Okay. Yeah. Would you like... maybe I could just conjure up some little swords for you, appropriately sized.
Oh, I was just thinking you could make the olive heavier.
Oh, you just want a heavier olive. Sure, yeah. Can
all,
I see it?
All the magic of the world at your feet, and you want a heavier olive. I mean, yeah.
Sure, I'll just take that. And
not too heavy, just because, like, I still got to swing it, you know?
Sure. I'm just going to stick a pebble in it.
Did you hear when... I'm in a hole at his feet, and do you hear when Arnie said all the magic of the world at your feet? I think he was talking about me.
Oh, that was me talking, Chud.
So
whoops.
That's so nice.
Oh my gosh, that's so sweet. Arnie, you are so sweet. And Chunt's here too.
No, I said it. I don't think they can see us. I think we're just we're just
Arnie.
Sort of blobs.
Arnie.
Oh, they're petting me.
You are like a poet. Like, that is breaking my heart. Oh, my God. And I thought, here I am thinking, this guy's the biggest friggin' jerkweed I've ever met.
Huh.
An absolute, I don't use this phrase. I barely even know this phrase. A douche nozzle. And I'm thinking,
the crowd just turned again, and they really, they're all giving the thumbs up.
Dillweed. Douche nozzle. Ass clown. This guy, he's absolutely the worst personality I've ever encountered. And then you go and say that Mel is all the magic in the world.
The world.
He's Mel, and he's at my feet.
It is sweet.
Oh, my gosh.
Arnie, how do you want to handle this? Do you want to talk when I move my mouth, or... Do you want to let this go, or do you want to defend yourself?
I think they just think you're me now. I guess I'll just be Chunt, and you're Arnie.
No, that's confusing.
These guys are going to be dead soon. I mean, come
Arnie.
On.
Arnie!
Look, it's a miracle that they're still alive all these years later.
They made it out of the Warriors' Gym. I can't stress to you enough how many good animals we've lost to the Warriors' Gym. It's no joke.
It sounds like they went into the gym... Saw the blade, decided not to do the blade, fell in a hole, pulled themselves out, and then came back to this bar.
Yeah, it sounds like that, Arnie, but I'm sure there's more to it.
And actually, if you were listening, it actually rained, and that's how we got out.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
So, nice listening skills.
Here, I put a pebble in your olive. That should make it a little heavier. Is that better?
Okay, it's kind of ripped up a little bit. How'd you put it in there?
Well, I can just go to the bar and get another olive. Do you just want a different olive?
I'm just all an right. olive. I mean,
Usador.
If you're going to the bar anyway, maybe you get me and Mel another round of Mantinis.
Okay. Well, I'll get a round of Mantinis.
Ooh, what's actually? I might want Usador. Hold on. I might all want right. one of those. What's in a Mantini?
Oh, it's a very masculine version of the Martini.
Oh, famously feminine Martini.
Oh yeah. No, we always say, if it ain't a Mantini, I simply can't. Genie.
The bar, genies bar, bartenders.
The barmaid's already, name is yeah. Genie.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, they're either genies or named genie. It's kind of a snake in its own tail.
I can't see.
Bit of an Ouroboros. And also, Arnie, you should know that there's these things called itties that are sea mammals, so I don't know where they're going to fall, but there are male versions that are called manatees.
Oh.
And you, sir, I'll take a Mantini, actually, so...
All right, three Mantinis. Arnie, do you need anything?
I just said I want a Mantini.
I said three? Said,
yes.
Oh, Chunt, do you want anything?
Yeah, bing bong. I'll have a king's juice with a bit of raspberry, something like that.
Do I sound like that?
That's pretty good.
He's leaving. I thought he could do magic and stuff. He's just going to go get the drinks.
Yeah. I don't really get this guy's whole thing, man.
I think it's sort of poor form to sort of magic cocktails when you're in a bar, if that makes sense. Kind of making the bar lose out on income.
Okay, right. All right.
I think
yeah,
I just...
Okay.
Yeah.
Do whatever. I mean...
I don't really know if I want to get business with this guy.
Here's your king's juice and three Mantinis. I walked over to the bar, I cast a magical spell, and made these appear out of nowhere, and then carried them back over here.
Can you pour... my Mantini into my little hole, please, and so I will float out, and then sure. I will drink some.
Okay, here you go. There you are.
Yep.
Ooh, he floated out and popped right into the hole that Usador punched in the wall.
Yeah.
Perfect fit again.
Ugh! This Mantini doesn't taste like Manchego at all.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Let me fix that with my magical spell. So how's it taste now?
Kind of tastes like Gruyere. I'm almost wondering if this guy doesn't know the difference between Manchego and Gruyere.
I know the difference between... How dare you?
This is tasting a little like a Grutini.
Of course. I know every cheese. I know all of the cheeses. I remember everything I eat.
Well, Isor, you studied under the Cheese Whiz, right? In the Great Halls of Tarakas?
Yes.
One of the great cheese wizards? Yeah, yeah.
One of the most powerful wizards was the Cheese Whiz.
Pat, do you know what was his name?
Pepper Jack.
Pepper Jack, that's... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Many, many amazing spells, especially food-related spells I learned from the Cheese Whiz. Pepper Jack the Orange, and it was incredible, an incredible time to be a wizard, learning under the tutelage of one of the all-time greats.
Wait, so this whole time, could you have just made spiced potatoes?
Yes, but now I'm hearing that when I cast magical spells, people don't want me to do it. And when I don't cast them, people do want me to do it. So I'm getting mixed signals here.
Hmm. I sort of feel if we're on the same team, maybe we can help each other. Uh-huh. We all team up. Think it could be good for all of our self-esteem, our reputation. Is there a way the three of us can unite and form and a more powerful warrior than each of us could be individually?
Mm-hmm. And I'm picturing the same thing. I, of course, would be the face part of the warrior.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Any debate here? I'll hear other arguments.
And I think I could be a pretty enticing ab.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
One ab? One ab.
Yeah, just look at me. I'm not out here trying to think I could, be two abs. Like, I'm an ab.
So the other person would have to be, neck, torso, five other abs, buttocks, thighs, legs, feet, hands, arms.
Let me propose this. Mort, I tie you to the front of my face.
I am on board so far. I don't need to hear another word.
He already is on board. Look at him scramble
there
up
there.
There
he is. Yeah. Whoa. Mel, you just sit here. You sit right here next to my my scabbard, right where my ab would be.
Here I am. I'm nestled in.
And I will cast incredible fireball spells and use my magical sword and my great magical powers to strike down dragons or whales biting pelicans.
And we'll probably clip some stuff too.
Yeah, we'll probably chip clip somebody's nose.
Yeah, you chip clip things, hit things with the olive, do whatever you're doing.
Get an olive to the kisser.
Yeah, and I'll just keep fighting things, and that way
you get,
together.
You get chippy, we get clippy.
Mm-hmm. That's something we've been working on.
That's good.
Mort will say that. He's the face.
I'll say that, and then I got one where I say where I go, you probably think that when we fight, you'll live, but actually, I'll live.
That's really good.
Maybe for the land team, maybe one of those sayings on the front of the shirt, one of the sayings on the back, perhaps. Both on the side. We'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to be intimidating, right? Before you even...
Yeah, we're getting clippy. You get chippy, we get clippy. That's when we're coming at you. And then
that's
we're leaving.
All on the front.
And you're dying, and you go... And it's like, and by the way, I'll live. And I don't know exactly how we're writing it out. Maybe there's a picture of an olive.
It's going to have to be a long t-shirt.
Yeah.
It's a lot of text on a t-shirt.
It's like basically a fish-length t-shirt.
Yeah, it would be a fish-length t-shirt. That's true. Part of me wonders, though, do you even need me? Aren't I just a crutch? Wouldn't I just be getting in your way when you're swinging your olive and you're clipping your chips? Don't you want the freedom to move forward as yourselves and to strike out mightily on your own? I don't want to hold you back.
It's tickling my feet when you're talking because I'm stuck to your face.
Right.
And so when you're talking,
right.
Your beard tickles my little mole feet.
Right.
What were you asking?
Oh, I just wondering if I was holding you back.
He just loves hearing you talk. Or feeling you talk, really.
It feels good.
Usador, I don't think you can really commit to having a mole strapped to your face all for the length of this war. Who knows how long it's going to last?
I suppose that's true. Yes, I'm sorry, Mel and Mort. I have to decline your offer, though we would become a mighty being composed of three parts. It just isn't meant to be.
Are there any other animals around the tavern that you'd want to combine with? Oh, shit.
Chunt? Stop being such an idiot. Arnie?
And we heard how... We heard your role in that, Chunt, talking him out of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody wants an ab for himself, it sounds like. Not happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Second you get out, maybe I'll be the ab. So transparent. Oh, so frustrating. Combine with another animal.
You'd be the worst.
I'm not really in the mood to combine with an animal anymore.
Oh.
Not around you. Not after today. No thanks. Not really in the mood. Thanks. Very considerate of you to ask.
It's funny because he's getting chippy.
Yeah.
No offense. You're just getting a little chippy.
Oh, yeah? Well, you want to get clippy?
No, thank you.
That's right. Because if you do, I'll live.
Yeah.
Ooh, just smacked Usador in the face with an olive.
Ah, that's fine.
Wow.
You pass that back to me.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks.
Is that, do you have to do that a lot when you're battling? You throw the olive and then you have to.
Yeah, I kind of need them and give it back. Yeah.
Little help.
Yeah, a lot of little help.
I need help getting the chip clip opened.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard to open.
Oh, my God.
And then like, can you just put your face in there, please?
You sure you don't want little swords, appropriately sized swords? You're sticking with olive and the chip clip.
We use those. That's canon.
Yeah,
we use little cocktail swords.
We used to get little cocktail swords and we would carry those around.
And that you didn't like either, as I recall.
Well, I'm just... But now I'm looking at the chip clip and the olive and I'm like, what is this? This is nothing. I'm sorry. Mort, Mel,
here, look
this
at it really
nothing.
Close. Here, look at it. Here, look at the chip.
Yeah, you're looking right, at it. Look at it even closer.
I'm not sure you're
don't
looking
Usador,
at it
don't
hard
do it. Usador, Usador, you pushed that open yourself.
Thank you.
I'm trying to build up their confidence.
I see.
Look, is it possible, Mel and Mort, I like you two very much. Is it possible you're both just not cut out to be warriors? I mean, you're moles. You're just sort of small, oddly shaped animals.
Oh, Chunt. That's the rudest thing you've ever said on this podcast.
Chunt, you sad fuck.
This frigging guy never in his life read a celebrity memoir. Doesn't know that being a dreamer is the most powerful trait a person can have.
Even imagine living like that.
Even a mole can have big dreams. You know, when I see a mole warrior out there, and yes, there are many, it's not just us, and they're out there doing damage, just swinging that thing, whether it's an olive, a chip clip, part of a label for something, a tag from a shirt, maybe like a shoelace. What else can moles use? It could be a little, like a wire, like a charger for something. Mm-hmm. When I see them
dongles.
Out there.
Dongles. Dongles we go to
dongle.
Town with.
Oh, do not get dongled.
The death dongle.
When I see them out there and then somebody says, oh, whoa, how can they do that? How can they be warriors like that? I think the better question is, what could have stopped them? They're dreamers.
Wow. Really, really makes you think, doesn't it?
That's beautiful. Makes me want to write a memoir.
Ooh. Oh, Chunt, how could you have been so rude to crush the dreams of these two incredible, mighty mole warriors?
I guess I was just... I'm sorry.
You can't do it. Our dreams are uncrushable, and also because we kind of fell down in the hole, like... The entire foot just comes down on the above hole.
Really
area.
Hard to crush. You'll get stuck too. So good luck crushing us, because then you're basically stuck.
You're stuck. Every time I get crushed, I go, smart, that was a trap. You're stuck. I take your foot home now. Take your foot home with me. That's mine.
Bye. We've been outwitted once again by these two crafty warriors.
Yeah, I feel like they're going to be put to good use either as sort of strategists, you know, coming up with battle plans, or maybe getting
intel. Or t-shirt
intel,
businesses.
T-shirt biz.
Speaking of crafty, actually, you call this crafty warriors. I am making bracelets. I'm making charm bracelets out of things I find in the woods. I think they're beautiful. They're kitschy. They're rustic, you know?
We call them harm bracelets.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's cool. I like
that's war, baby.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so they're meant for your enemies before you battle, or?
I mean, whoever's buying. We don't want to, like, cut the audience in half, unless they are our enemies, in which case we do want to cut them in half.
Birds buy sneakers, too, is what I like to say. Yeah, I'm not going to hold it against them.
Is it possible we're making a mistake by taking our passion and turning it into a business? Like, is that going to just sort of make us not love our passion as much anymore?
Which part of this was our passion?
This. Who are you asking? What's this?
This is just an open-ended
question.
Also,
with this R, you hear all these R's?
Mm-hmm.
R business?
Oh, sure.
Right?
Unbelievable.
Chant, for shame. Sorry.
Chant.
Contributed nothing until it's time to take ownership of it. My
payday,
God.
All of a sudden, he's here early. Damn, dude. Very, very frustrating. Just, it's like, let me get me some of this. Right? Why don't you start thinking about what you can bring to the business? Have one idea. I dare you.
Yeah, that's right, Chunt. I'm going to go out back and build a tiny little merch table with my woodworking skills. And then I'm going to conjure a sign that goes on it that says T-shirts for sale.
Conjure the sign, but it's going to build the table. I'm just trying
What's confusing about that?
The whole when is the magic and when, you know, it's just kind of hard to track.
Yeah, I'm also getting lost.
I could magic the table and conjure the sign, I guess, if you want it that way.
I mean, that's easier at least. You would imagine that's the easier version of the two.
Okay.
I just feel like you're making it a little harder than it needs to be for our business.
Again with the our business.
Shunt, these two are the mercenaries, okay? They're the ones who came up with it, all right?
Ooh, I like that. Mercenaries, Arnie. Very good.
Mercenaries.
Arnie's so funny.
Arnie's hilarious, dude. I'm loving it.
I've waited all my life to hear that.
Ooh, suddenly everyone's facing me in the bar. This is... Ooh, I feel
mercenaries.
Powerful. I could say anything.
Arnie. Arnie.
Yeah.
Arnie.
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 John, what are you doing? Get out of here. They're calling my name.
All right, fine. Good luck. I'm going back to the Wanderlust across the street. It's a non-animal bar. Good luck fighting fish and birds and stuff. I don't think you guys are ever going to find those things.
Wow.
I don't think you've ever seen a fish in your life, nor will you ever.
Really minimizing the severity here. Good luck fighting those fish or whatever.
I mean, wow. I did have to explain what the ocean was.
The guy owned me with the information that we already gave that we don't know what a fish is. I don't think you've ever seen one. Oh, really? Where'd you get that idea? From the whole fucking conversation?
We learned already. That's not even a threat to us. Fish are light work. They're freaking nerds. Take me to the deepest part and drop me down there heavy to swing.
Not a good idea.
Usador, I'm sorry. Look, Usador, maybe this is the time. Grant their wish. Magic them to the deepest part of the ocean.
Deepest part of the ocean with something heavy?
Let's go, baby.
Give them like a breathable bubble or like a glass sphere.
Let's go to the ocean.
Let's go.
All right, Chunt, Arnie. I'm going to check with Mortimer one last time. Is what you really want for me to use my magic to send you to
Mel.
Oh, sorry.
Wow.
Sorry.
You said we're disgusting.
No, come on.
Chunt, what do you think about that?
Somehow he saw that you were wrong, even though he was looking in the opposite direction.
Look, if you really want me to magic you into the deepest, darkest part of the ocean while you're holding something heavy, I suppose I can do that. Is that what you really want?
Let me wait. I'm having little second thoughts here. Let me just think. Can we do it in a way so that I have like a lot of extra downward velocity?
Mm-hmm.
Go away, like as I get into
mind,
the water.
Brother.
Yes.
Imagine this. I use my magic to conjure you into the middle of the air above the middle of the ocean, the deepest part of the ocean.
They could find some birds on the way down.
You plummet downwards.
Yes,
fighting
you can at
birds,
least glance off them.
Fighting birds the whole way, holding the heaviest weapons you've ever held in your life. The heaviest olive, the heaviest chip clip.
Held, maybe they're somehow soldered to my limbs so that I can't let go of them.
You cannot let go of them. They are fused to your body. And you beat birds' asses the whole way down. Then you plummet, crash through the water, going faster and faster, picking up speed, even though the water is giving you so much resistance. But you have done so much amazing hole work that you're too powerful for even the water to stop you. And then when you reach the bottom, there's the darkest, most terrifying octopus you've ever seen, an eight-legged, eight-tentacled monster coming right at you, and you just beat his ass. How does that sound?
Swinging that thing.
Did you say that they make their own light down there?
They do, yes, a lot of them do.
Could one of those just be kind of hanging out?
Yeah, there'll be one right there just to help you see stuff.
Okay, that would be amazing.
Can I get my own light?
Yeah, you can each have your own light.
In case Mel blocks my light.
Sure, of course. Yeah, we'll get you each your own light.
Swinging. Okay, so two lights.
Okay.
I'm a little, in case I get cold feet, can we put some kind of cap on top of the ocean, some kind of seal, just so I don't, you know, freak out and try to pop back up?
Oh.
You want it to be impossible to get back out of the ocean.
I want to put essentially a lid on the ocean.
Big lid on the ocean. Okay. Yeah, we can do that. I think we can do that. Are you both ready?
In case I get cold feet, could I have some kind of like cap on my feet? Something like heavy metal.
Yeah, big heavy metal boots. Yeah, we can give you big heavy metal boots.
Yes,
sure.
That would be so warm.
Okay, great.
Isidore?
Yeah.
Can I be a blonde?
Yeah, no problem. Happy to do that.
I've heard they have more fun.
Yeah, it's true. Okay, here we go.
Ooh, can I make a request?
Sure.
I mean, war is a very, you know, it's a very serious time. Creatures die all the time. So if they're risking their lives, Usur, could you make their arms longer or hands bigger so they could sit on their own hands?
Oh.
Just to get that sensation once in their lives?
Oh, I land so hard on the bottom of the ocean on my own hand.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. We can do all that. That can all be done.
Oh, what a feeling.
The hand that slayed the octopus thingy, and I'm sitting on it. Oh, brother, what a rush.
And I understand we do have weapons sutured to our hands, but I think, you know, still.
And
it.
I'm blonde?
And you're blonde, for sure. All right, I'm going to cast this.
Usador, I have
yeah,
one.
Yeah, sure.
Can we send them with like a remote mic just so we can hear them? Like I'm sure it'll once they hit the water, you know, it'll fritz out. But maybe we could hear a little bit of the fall.
Sure, we'll make one of those super balls that you made for the monkeys. Like you know, what I'm talking about the super monkey ball, the thing that goes around them where they can
super
like,
monkey ball.
Yes.
Yeah, I made those.
Yeah.
Fine. Let me cast this spell. I gotta remember how this one goes.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Are you both ready?
Yeah!
Let me remember this one goes.
Tranka thothar tofra fthath nashtakathar lachal ulfator achental hada claral.
Whoa, they turned slightly more blonde. Now the rest of it.
There
go the weapons.
Wow.
Hands are longer. Wow. Oh, but wait, the weapons are sutured to their hands. Now they can't sit on their own hands. Or they could, but it would hurt.
No, I established earlier
we
that,
knew that
it's still
only
worth
I
it.
Asked
We're
to be blonde.
All good.
it's not a big deal. It just feels a little less special that you made both of us. But whatever, like I guess.
Or maybe the
light's
just catching Mel a certain way. I can't tell.
And this is the last part of the spell that will make you appear in the middle of the air above the ocean. Erath Trol Kalaf!
Oh, they're mics. Yes. I can hear them. Arnie, yeah. They're mics. I can call you Arnie a good bit.
Yeah.
Oh, I glanced off that bird so hard.
Okay. We'll wait to hear the splash of water.
Once they hit the water, the spell automatically puts a lid on the ocean.
That's going to be a problem. Yeah, they're gonna die.
Let's fucking go.
Why do they keep yelling, "Let's go"? What does that even mean? That's a nothing phrase. Let's go? What is...
I thought he said it's cold, but maybe he said
let's sure they're screaming, "Let's fucking go. Let's go. Let's go." What does that mean?
Well, we didn't learn anything, but...
Those What's moles new?
Are dead. Those moles are dead now.
Yes, we didn't learn anything. And if you're back here in a week listening to another episode, neither did you. Use It or the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Mel Mole and Mort Sauce, the Mole Warriors, were played by special guests Hayes Davenport and Sean Clements from the podcast Hollywood Handbook. Check out Hollywood Handbook wherever you listen to podcasts. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Complicated individuals, each with their own hopes, dreams, flaws, character arcs. I'm talking about people like Zane Culvey House, the Off-White, aka Saruman before rewrites, Aaron Brixius, Natalie N. George, Wesley Kovar, River Wolf Taylor, aka Hero of Wind and the Willows before rewrites, Brian Shavinsky, Jonathan from Quebec, Travis Tackett, Cheddar, Sammy Scarhawk, Frederick Green, Brandon, Wren, Graham Potter, Brittany Vincent, Courtney, Kate VP, Jason the Normal Guy, appreciate the honesty, Jason, Alex of the Wicker Park, and Kyle Cozy Molidor. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. To learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Red Keener. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.